stuff. The ish es kedusha kedusha lo yihya, ish asher yitain lakoin lo yihya. A person's holy things, they will be theirs. The one who gives it to the Kohen, lo yihya, it will belong to him. Hey Joshua. Ine hatorah hakedusha himoru lanu derech labodes Hashem yisbarach v'chaleitu v'chazman. The Torah always is instructing us some path in Avodas Hashem at every time. V'nuchal l'rameh, the pasuk hazeh, ro'as derech l'avodas Hashem yisbarach. We can take from this pasuk an instruction, an insight into how we can serve Hashem. V'chein v'pasuk, and he's going to take another pasuk from the Torah earlier on in Shemot. Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Hoseisicha, Me'eretz Mitzrayim, Umi Beis Avadim. I am Hashem, your God, who took you out of Mitzrayim from the house of slavery. V'chein ba'pasuk, and another pasuk there in Shemos, Va'atem tihi yuli, Mamlechas Kohanim v'goy kodesh. You will be for me a nation of Kohanim, kingdom of Kohanim, and a holy nation. L'va'er mikol zeh derech avodah. Let's try and take a derech avodah from this. Hina yadua, it is known. Yesh shnei beis b'chinos b'avodah to'adam. I think that's a misprint. They say shnei. There are two types of b'chinos aspects to a person's avodah Hashem. B'chinos batel ritzoncha mibnei ritzona. One is from Pirkei Avos. Nullify your will to God's will. Ubechinas asei ritzono kiritzonecha. And the second one is make God's will like your will. And they appear to be almost the same. And he wants to say that there's a chiluk between them. In other words, behina yesh ba'adam bechinas peninius halev ubechinas chitzonius halev. Person has something called the inner part and something called the outer part. Bechinas pnimius halev, what is the inner heart? Ki hanakuda ha-pnimius. Sheyesh b'chol adam yisrael. It sounds a little bit like Spice Islands. I know that.
Right.
Those
days, right? Nakuda pnimius.
Right, he says that all the time. That is the inner point which each Jew has. Bechinas chelek elokaim imam amish. It is a portion of godliness. It's something deep within a human being which is very, very great and lofty, close to Hashem. Asher ritzona v'chafetzahu rak l'kayim ritzona yisbor Hashem. Its only will and desire is to fulfill God's will. That's all this Nakuda knows, just to be close to God, fulfill Hashem for us. It has no other will. That's the only will. At every moment, it is prepared to do God's will. As David HaMelech said in Tehillim, my soul is used up, it's expended, it's totally used up in Hashem. What does that mean? Shehu mafkir kol ritzonosa. A person just lets out any, they set free, all of the other, not set free, he gets rid of them. All of his other ritzonos are meaningless. Umezuman rak la'asos ritzon kona. And he is prepared only to do God's will. So that's that inner nekuda ha'pnimi shevele, which we all have. It only has that ritzon. And all other ritzonos that a human being has are hefker, legabe that ritzon. And that's part of it. It's very deeply within us. V'zeh nikra b'chinas kiddushin. This is called kiddushin. Shekidesh hu leshon hazmana. The word, it really is kadesh rather, but the word kadesh is a leshon of hazmana, being prepared to do something. V'gam leshon hefker. It's also a lesson of just, you might say, letting yourself go. It explains this meaning, why the word kadesha is used by a prostitute. and she is mezuman lizanus, she's designated for lizanus, and she's mafkir herself. So both meanings apply to her. Lukita Yisa Baran, as it says in the Ran, both of these, the shows, I didn't see the Ran, but that's where he's taking it from. Sha'al Shem Zen Nikra Kiddushe Isha B'Shem Kiddushin. But this is also why when you marry a woman it is called Kiddushin. Hashem Shehimav Keres Ritzona Umuzumenes Rak L'Ritzona Mekadsha. That she gives her Ritzon over to the one who marries her, to say her husband. The Lizos Nikra Knesset Yisrael B'Shem Kala. That's why we too, the Jewish people, are called a Kala. We give our will over to God. Mitzad Hanukudo HaPnimis. Referring to this inner, most inner part of us, Shehibi Bechinas Kolsa Nafshi LaHashem, Ve'in LaShum Ratzon Rak Mezumenes, the Ratzon Kana. It's only Ratzon is designated specific to Ratzon Hashem, and all other Ratzonos are Hefker.
It's almost something that follows automatically, that if you're entirely committed to a certain cause, that means everything that you have is going to be dedicated to it.
To that.
Which is the commitment brings about the hefker of all of your kofos towards that specific purpose.
Right. I agree with you. It's like the flip side of the same concept. And the greater one, let's say it's not in the absolute form like it is in this Nekuda HaPnimis, but let's say it's not quite there yet, the more one is able to completely devote the Ratzon to Hashem, the more their other ritzonos would be affected by that, and the less also. Yeah, Jeff?
I would know from personal experience, from observation, that it doesn't seem like
somebody would say it goes more the other way around.
What do you mean? That
the husband's not through his rights onto the wife.
I
don't want
to say that, but I think that, I mean, it seems like more and more that the wife's strong will, the husband bends toward.
So the question is, in what way does this apply? Because certainly the relationship is one of balance, that there are areas when the husband's ratzon prevails and there are areas where the wife's ratzon prevails. That's the case, and that's a healthy marriage. So what does it mean? And one possibility, I just state this really somewhat with hesitation, because I think it needs a lot of eon to understand this concept properly, not to distort it, that a woman is totally given over to her husband. That could lead to a very unhealthy relationship. It's taken out of context. But it could be in Hadracha in Torah, that a man is involved, to one extent or the other, too, in Torah. And that Hadracha, you might say, the body of Torah, and that comes from a man. But that has to be processed through the woman. And it could very well be that when she takes her husband's hadracha and his insights in Torah, and she hears it and she takes it in, now she's going to make something out of that and process it. It's going to be a little different, and he's going to need to hear that. He needs that as well. But that initial, shall we say, knowledge of Torah or knowledge of the body, material of Torah, coming from the husband, then processed through the wife, you get that wholeness of a relationship. That's one way to look at it.
I can remember a story that the wife was saying, this was when they got married, that they established that she would handle all the Shabbos and Dashmias, and he would handle all the Shabbos and Rukhmias. And then after she got married, she found out. except that all the showers were Rodians. So, you know, but the, you know, I mean, that didn't mean that they didn't have a long and happy marriage, but, you know, it just was...
Right.
And I think it's a little bit along what you're saying, she had to hear his Torah.
And then process it.
Yeah.
Right. That's very important in a marriage that you have that processing of Torah through husband and wife, and then what do you come out with, you know, with both of them.
V'hine ha-nekuda hi mufteres b'chomer ha-lev.
This nekuda, this innermost domain of the heart, is hidden within the physicality of the heart.
V'zoth avoda so'odim l'hafniya chomer ha-lev.
So a person's avoda is to try and subdue, rein in, the powerful physical nature of the heart.
Shelo yihi yamasach mavdil b'fnei ha-nekuda.
So it shouldn't be a barrier in front of this nekuda.
L'legaloth ha-nekuda mehastera.
And to try and reveal this nekuda from its hidden place.
U'memela, now this is similar to what you said, Yon,
that once that happens, that inner nekuda is revealed and starts to express itself strongly, then memela automatically, hubatel mikol haritzonos, all the other ritzonos start to fade away. Rak la'asos ritzon kono keteva ha-nekuda. And the only thing which becomes important is to fulfill God's will, which is what that nekuda wants. Because to get there, we have to really be careful of this obstacle, this curtain, this masach mavdil, the humrius of our heart, and try real hard to remove that so that the inner heart is revealed.
Zehu b'chinas batel ritzoncha b'bnei ritzona.
Now that's the first part of the Mishnah from Avos, nullify your will to God's will, meaning try and take down the barrier of the heart to get through to your inner heart, which only knows Hashem's will. That's all that knows. That's part A.
V'hine mibichinat chitzonis halev nimshuch kol hachamidu deliva.
From the external heart, we said there's an external heart also, all of the heart's desires come from that. L'chol inyone olam hazeh, for all matters of this world, hein beheter v'hein chas v'shalom v'isser, things that we desire which are permissible, and both not permissible as well.
V'zos Torah asa'odim l'hachmiya es b'chinas chitzonius ha'lev, u'l'hachricha, shalo la'asos k'ritzon arak la'asos ritzon kono.
So a person must come to the point where they are compelling their external heart not to do what it wants, but to do what the inner heart wants.
V'zehu b'chinas eved,
and this is called an eved, like a servant.
Shemuchach la'asos ritzon adonai,
is compelled to do the will of the ratzon. I know you want to do this, I know you have all these things you desire, but you have to do what the inner heart says.
Af shehu minaged,
even though it's in opposition to its ritzon.
V'zehu ase ritzono kirtzonecha.
And this is the second part of the Mishnah, which is make his will like your will.
Shehapirushu le'kafya,
the idea is to subdue it, to be kofe, those heart's desires. Alderech get me'usa, like the lashon of get me'usa, which means a compelled get, a forced get. So asei ritzono, compel the heart's outer desires to be like the inner ones.
Sheritzon cho'atzmi mechitzonius halev, yihyamuchroch la'asos ritzonius barashema.
So that the outer heart will be compelled to do that which the inner heart wants. Just as right now the outer heart wants to do its own desires, we'd like to get it to the point where what it wants to do is the internal desire.
ken yihi anichna la'asos ritzon kano. So there's one madrega where a person is working on it, all of our this world desires, and it's a battle. But he says it could come to a point where a person can actually change the ratzon of their chitzonius dika leiv, and it actually becomes in accordance with the pnimius haleiv. That's a big madrega. Yes, what?
It's pretty ironic. There's only a few angels called that.
How do you mean?
Well, an Eved is serving to a slave. At the highest pinnacle of the achievement.
Ana Hashem Tiani Adafa. True. To be an Eved Hashem is quite a madrega. So now, going back to the psukim from Shmos, two aspects to Avdus. One, Hotzeisicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim, I took you out of Mitzrayim, Mora al Bechines Batel Ritzoncha. That's the first one, to nullify your Ratzon to God, that's to get in touch with the inner Ratzon. B'kemosha Shekasu, Zacharti lachesed mivrayim, lechnei haharai b'midbar. Hashem says to Klal Yisrael, I remember the love of your youth, when you went after me in the midbar. Midbar moral b'chinas hefker. Midbar is a place which is hefker. It's ownerless. It doesn't belong to anybody. Shehifkiru ritzonam, that they were mafkir, their other ritzonos, and they were ready and prepared only to walk before God. Below Amru Eich Neitzei L'Midbar Tzia. They didn't say, how can we go out to a parched and dry wilderness? So B'nai Yisrael is given a lot of credit for that. That when we left Mitzrayim, we didn't say initially, hold on a second, look at this place you're taking us into. We went right in there. Now granted, a little further on down the line, we had a few things to say about it. But at the beginning, Lechtei Hacharei B'Midbar Be'eretz Lo Zeruah.
That was our youth.
That was our youth. That's the love of our youth. We're willing to go out there and follow Hashem into that wilderness. And that's the concept of being mafkir every other ratzon, just to have Hashem's ratzon, we will follow you. And the Midbar is the place of hefker. Hear me out.
There's a greater, like an expression of it. The point that's being brought out by us being called a na'ar. That's when the taibas are the strongest. That first helik of life. So it's saying that, like, in spite of the fact that it was a na'ar, that's where the taibas are the strongest. Still, they had this mila that they were mafia themselves
to go after. Which,
right.
Right. Next time. V'zehu avat kalulo sayich, and it also says the love of your kalaness, you might say. Shehu lashem kala, b'chinas kol sanafshi lashem, like a bride, and one who is completely given over to God. So that's the first part of Hotzei Sicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. Then the second part is umi beis avadim, from the house of bondage. Mura al bechinas atz asei ritzono kirtzonecha. That's making our ratzon like God's, l'akathia bechinas chisonius aleh, to put down, to try and subdue and get a handle on those desires of the heart. Shetihya mukhra la'asos ritzon kono afshahu minagei l'ratzon atzmi. To try and compel ourselves to do that which God wants, even though right now it's in contrast with what our desires are. Vayidei sheyizkeh ha'adam l'shnei b'chinas ha'avus ha'elu, yachal lavo l'b'chinas kabbalah satara. Through these two types of avdus, we can come to kabbalah satara. Now he's going to backtrack a little bit and look at this period of time we've just lived through. L'lizos kodem kabbalah satara. What happened before Kabbalah Sator? Tzorich lahaktin inyan achilas matzah b'sfiras ha'omer, eating matzah and counting omer, shemora al shnei b'chinas ha'avdus. that also refers to these two kinds of objects. Matzah mora abachimis batel ritzoncha. The first kind, make your ritzon God's, nullify to God ritzon, that's matzah. How's that so? Kiyodua she'en lo tosefes amalecha sa'osa. There's nothing additional for the one who does it. Meaning, matzah is just as it's made, so it is. You don't add anything, it just is pure. Finish eres ti pa'ula sa'uman. Begadlusa or begadnusa, it remains the same size, how big it is, how small it is. Beli shum shinui, it's exactly what it is, period. No additives, no sweeteners, no preservatives, nothing to make it look better. Matzah. Does that move?
No. No,
that's why we need a bumper sticker, real men eat matzah. Right. Matzah, no, the real food.
So, and the mitzvah of matzah is about
Schmaltz?
Schmaltz.
That's a higher madrig already.
It's like it's a chassidish
day. Mitzvah matzah on Pesach night
without
schmaltz. Though, later on, we
yeah, it's by we, day, right? By tug. Knesset matzah and schmaltz is ganz fein.
That's okay.
Sure. My wife should be proud of me. I'm one to talk. I don't eat schmaltz.
You should
have
heard what we already have on
the page. So that idea of matzah being just exactly what it is, that's the concept of that inner ratzon, that nekuda hapnimius malay, which is nothing else. It's just that. V'zehu ha-bechina p'nimius ha-lev, b'china sa-nekudash ha-lev, she-chafetza u-ritzona hu-rak ritzon kona. Its will is only God's will. So that's the first part, that's matzah. Then, u-bechina sa-omer hu-maychol ha-behami, we know that the omer, we've learned many times, is sa-orim, it's barley, it's animal food. Shemora al-bechina s-chitzonius ha-lev. That's talking about the second thing. The outer, the external heart, its desires. Asher mimeno nimshachim kol hachemdos v'atavos liyoni gashmiyos. From it, all of its desires for physicality come. V'tzorich la'kafyo hachitzonius haleh, v'la'achricho la'asos hachitzonius v'rashama. You have to force it, you have to compel it to do God's will. Moshe kasu v'himiches ha'omer v'nei Hashem l'rtzon chem. You shall wave this. He's cited this pasuk a number of times already. You shall wave this omer before Hashem to your ratzon. Sha'af bechinas ha'omer, even the omer, shemora al habahamias, which refers to physicality, or it's own elis ayvet haivan, and wants to do its own desires. Tzorech lahanif, you have to move it. Shetihi agam ken lifnei Hashem, that it also is in front of Hashem. Let the animalistic desires get moved and develop to the point where they are to fulfill Ratzon Hashem.
The original movement therapy.
Right. Bazeh bo inyan siras ha'omer l'tar kol hamidos ha'bahamios l'hanifam l'tnei Hashem. As we said before, t'gim metahir hamidos during sira. Bazeh usfartem l'chem imokras ha'shabbos. And said you shall count from the day after Shabbos, which means the day after Yom Tov. Miyom ha'viyachem es omer ha'tenufa. From the day you bring this wave offering of the Omer. Bechinas Mocharas HaShabbos, what does that refer to, Mocharas HaShabbos? Mora al Bechinas Batel Ritzoncha, that's going back to the first part, nullify your Ratzon, Kemo Bechinas Shabbos, Shehi Shavisa Mikol Malacha. So just like Shabbos also, like in time, is like that inner dimension of our heart. It's just about Hashem. And if we could get in touch with Shabbos, that's what we'd be in touch with. V'hi rak b'chinas kodesh la'ashem, it's only for God. M'yom ha'biyachem esomer ha'tenufa, then the second part of that verse is from the day you bring this omer, ha'b'chinas ase ritzoncha kiritzono, that again is compelling the lower desires to do that of the higher desires. L'hanifes ha'omer sh'yihi yagam kein lifnei Hashem Pesukim Avur. Just another illustration of that concept of Pesukim and then connecting it to Shabbos. V'achar kach nizkeh l'kabbalas ha-Torah. Then following that, just to say, trying to be in touch with the inner Nakuda and trying to force the outer Nakuda, sorry, the outer Leif, following those two aspects of Avodo, then we can be Zocha to Kabbalah Satora. V'zehu v'atem tihiyu li mamleches kohanim v'goy kodesh. And that's what it means, that the next pasuk, a nation, a kingdom of Kohanim and a holy nation. Kohen merames al midos ha-chesed. A Kohen refers to the midah of chesed. V'yadua shehu yoma da'azil im kula yomim shakol hamidos nifalim ba. Chesed is called the day which goes with all other days. It means all midos are somehow included in it. So if you look at the Seder Hamidos, starts from chesed, chesed, gevura, tigeres, netzach, etc. Olam chesed ivana. It starts with Avra, it starts with love. That's why Avram Avinu also, the first of the Avos, begins with chesed. Everything else comes from there, but that act of love is the beginning. He says that's a kohen, midas chesed, which is kolel all the midas. Umoru lanu hakasu shetzorich adam lahamlif malchuso yisparah shemo al kol hamidas. And the idea is to try and make Hashem's malchus the melech over all of our midas, hanimshachi mibechinas chitzonius haleg. Those things that come from our outer heart, shelo yifal bohem rak kiritzonu yisparah shemo. To do that which God wants, to subdue the physicality, the penis ase ritzono kiritzonecha. So that's mamleches kohanim. Then v'goy kadosh merames al b'chinas batel ritzonecha. Again, hinting back to nullifying your ritzon. Sha'azem mora b'chinas kiddushin. We said before the word kiddushin is a lesson of completely given over. So goy kadosh, a nation completely, you might say, hefker to Hashem, shehu lashon hefker v'hazmana, and completely prepared to do God's will. K'mavur shehu b'chinas ha-nekuda ha-penimius shal Yisrael, shehim l'fkeres v'muzumenes, it's only given over rak v'retzon kona, v'b'chinas kolsa nafshi l'Hashem. Now, going back to the first pasuk that he quoted from our parasha, v'zeh yesh l'ramesh gam v'pasuk hazeh. Ish es kedoshav, a person his holy things. Mora al b'chinas batel ritzoncha. That refers to nullifying our ritzon to God. Shehu lashon kedushin kemavur. Because that, again, is connected to lashon kedushin. So ish es kedoshav, a person, his kedusha, his ability to give himself over to Hashem, to be mafkir himself. That's batel ritzoncha l'ritzana. Va'asher yitain l'kohen. Then it says in the pasuk, and that which you give to the kohen is his. Merames al b'chinas mamleches kohanim. B'chinas asei ritzono kirtzoncha kemavur. That's making Hashem the melech and God's malchus the melech and the midah of chesed over all midos to take all midos and direct them toward that highest midah. He's equating that to compelling the outer ratzon of the heart to follow the inner ratzon. Because the idea then is that we're taking everything else that we desire, all of our midos, and trying to channel it toward the midah of the heart. And he says the king over all of that is chesed. Doesn't elaborate too much on that except for that one line that it's kolel, all the other midos. L'mazir lanu akasuv, asher shnei b'chinas ha'abdus ha'elu, yihyevi b'chinas emes. Both of those two things should be in the realm of truth. Kaviya v'kayama, that's to say, to constantly be involved and kavua in this effort. V'lo pa'am kach u'pa'am kach, not to be kind of lackadaisical, sometimes we do it, sometimes we don't do it. A little similar to what the Nesivah Shalma said that we learned on Shavuos, that one of the three important things in Avoda is that it be kavua, that one has to constantly be at it, and not just sometimes yes, sometimes. So he compares it to a businessman who makes a fortune but he stops working. So he's going to lose his money. You have to always be involved in order to perpetuate the avoda.
It's like it occurred to me recently that the term wishy-washy, it never occurred to me that it contains the word wish. You know, I wish, but I sort of wash it away. Uh-huh. Just say, you know, my wishes don't come to anything.
The Tai Chan wishy-washy.
Yeah,
that's
good. Do you want to know the gematria?
I think you have to write a book with all your insights in English.
How their makor is really less than I go to.
That's right.
My friend was saying Yomi, you know, it's
right.
Constant, consistency
right.
Is effort. It's the market for life.
Right.
Our little boy was saying, what's the defense of the clock? Never. So.
It is. V'zehu ish es kedoshah v'asher yitein lakohen. Shnei habichinos ha'elu lo yihiyah. Both of these two things, the kedoshah part, to be aware of that higher ratzon, and then v'asher yitein lakohen to compel our other ratzonos, it has to be lo yihiyah, meaning sheyihiyah lo b'kibiyus, b'chinos emes, that we are always involved in this. Zehu Rosh Devorcha Emes, the head of Hashem's word is Emes. Rosh Devorcha, what does that refer to? Mora al Hakasu Anochi Hashem Alokefa Asher Hotse Sicha Mi'ert Yitraim of Beis Avad. He says that's the Rosh Devorcha, is the first of the Aseret Hadibros. That's Rosh Devorcha. I am Hashem Alokefa who took you out of Yitraim. That's Hashem's first word. That's the beginning. That's the Rosh. Shemora al Shnei Bechinas Ha'avdus, and we said that pasuk contained both. It has to be emes, that has to be kavua within our heart. Kavua yihiyad bechinas emes kavua v'kayama. Mikisvayad harav kapul al v'shama, he was one of the gaboim.
Referring to the whole Marvel?
Yeah, he wrote this down, the kapul from the Hornstein.
When he says that we had a revelation to it,
although he connected it to Taras Hamidos, which is the counting part of it, but he was focusing more on the Maifo Behema part of it.
The thing is, the eating of the matzah is one night. The nufa of the omer is also at one point.
It's the next night.
Right. But I was thinking if he's connecting it to Sfiras HaOmer, where our midos, that's over 29 days.
Yeah, he did.
So, but I'm saying that there's a distinction that the nivus halei is kind of quiet, but the forcing of the Venus and the Hamios, if you say that it's similar and that you can do it in one night, that's no.
But that has to be with the duration. It has to be worked out over a period of time.
Yeah, right.
That's very nice. Very nice thought. That's your car.